salvage efforts continue for the FV Pacific Knight. The 58-foot ship sank near Dillingham in late July. KTLG's Avery Lill has the latest.
The Pacific Knight has been sitting on the bottom of the Nooshigak Bay near Clark's Point for over a month now. The United States Coast Guard is still investigating what caused the Petersburg-based Saner and Longliner to capsize on July 25th. It was in Bristol Bay operating as a tender during the commercial salmon fishing season. The owner of the vessel is contracting with Resolve Marine on salvage efforts. In the week following the sinking, a dive team removed 1,400 gallons of fuel and 700 gallons of oily water from the vessel. It's still unclear how much fuel spilled. The company is now working on refloating the boat. Todd Duke is a manager with Resolve Marine.
The past few days, we've been passing chains underneath the vessel and connecting them to our crane barge. We turned it and we picked the vessel so it's sitting somewhat upright now. We've been using a tool we call an airlift to remove sand and silt from around the vessel so that we can get the chains underneath. And we'll continue doing some airlift and more chain connections in order to go ahead and lift this thing completely out of the water.
Once the ship is lifted, Resolve Marine will attempt to stabilize it so it will float on its own. Then the Pacific Knight will be towed to Dutch Harbor, where stakeholders, including the Coast Guard, can conduct further investigation on the vessel. Duke estimates it will take about a week to refloat, stabilize, and move the boat. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.